Having described his own trials and tribulations, he says, "Through patience, in afflictions, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings, in imprisonments, in riots, in labors, in sleeplessness," 2 Corinthians 6:4-5, and having proven that it was a great blessing because he states, "Although we are in despair, yet we're always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything," 2 Corinthians 6:10. He referred to these hardships as armor, saying, "Though punished, we are not yet slain." He showed God's ample care and power, stating, "So that the tailoring power might be of God and not of us," 2 Corinthians 4:7. He mentioned his responsibilities, saying, "We always carry the death of Jesus, thereby confirming the resurrection of Jesus, as the life of Jesus might also be revealed in our mortal flesh," 2 Corinthians 4:10. And what he was entrusted with, as "we are Christ's ambassadors," 2 Corinthians 3:20, he proposed, "as if God were pleading through us," and what he ministered to, that is, "not of the letter but of the Spirit," 2 Corinthians 3:6. He was not only worthy of respect for this, but also for his trials, saying, "Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph." But now he plans to correct them for not being quite so well disposed towards him. Even though he plans this, he doesn't immediately act on it, but debates these issues first. If the one delivering correction deserves respect for his virtuous actions, and the love exhibited to the ones being corrected makes it less offensive. Therefore, the apostle, having explored the topic of his own struggles and trials, transitions into discussing his love and consequently affects their emotions deeply. What are the signs of his love? "Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians." And what does this reveal about love? Or what is the significance of these words? "We can't bear to stay silent with you, but are always yearning and longing to talk with and converse with you," which is typical of those in love. For just as holding hands is a physical expression of love, so the exchange of words is a verbal expression of love. In saying this, he also implies another thing: we don't talk to anyone. Because he plans to correct them later, he asks for forgiveness, using his frankness in correcting them as evidence of his immense love for them. Also, the mention of their name is a sign of deep love and affection. We often constantly repeat the names of those we love.